Well, Nanny Prescott, all things considered, honey child, the coronation wasn't half bad of a shindig.
I know what I mean, with the Church of England, my expectations are low on the Nicki Minaj on a Saturday night, love.
Honey, do you mean like more like every single day, every time she's doing a posting a music video?
Oh yeah, over there like Cardi B or Megan Thee Stallion. Why is she putting a V there? Like she's reading, you know, Christian worship at church and, you know, doing all the V's and the veils, honey.
Well, anyway, honey, child, I mean, I was pleasantly surprised. I mean, you know, it could have been a lot worse.
I know, every time, that's what gives me comfort, it could be worse.
I mean, honey, I wasn't happy about the whole ecumenical whoop-de-doo thing, honey, but at least they turned it as much as they could, child, and Jesus got mentioned a lot.
I know, he got a lot of airtime, love. A lot of airtime, talking about the cross. I'm like, something could get said about it, honey.
I know, honey, I mean, it weren't ideal, but it was better than nothing, honey, child.
But we're now going to new King Charles, you know, and we may enjoy the street party that we're having.
Yeah, honey chap, who organized this thing? That would be me, and ladies, I need you to keep it down and make sure, well, everyone's having a grand old time.
Oh, Candice Waller, you're now being relegated to organizing the coronation street party, love. Oh, that's funny.
Why do you think it's funny? This is a very important occasion, I'll have you know.
Oh, you fell far from being Prime Minister, didn't you, now? Now you're doing a party like this?
Please stop your Michael Jackson laughing.
Honey, that wasn't a Michael Jackson. So, there you go.
I'm just saying, we need to be professional because we are representing the nation here. Honey, how do you come about that conclusion, honey, that we're representing the nation? You ain't representing the nation, no more. That's Prime Minister Hyman's job.
To think, Candice, you were so close of helping out being part of that little shindig of the coronation, honey. If only you held out your job longer than you did, Chad. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Can you please stop rubbing it in? Besides, I think you nearly could have been in that position too.
Honey, I'm glad I wasn't involved, and I'm glad not the Prime Minister. I wasn't dying for it like you were. You don't want to lose your little seat anyway.
Well, politics aside, honey, Prescott, this is an important occasion because all the people that didn't get the lottery for the concert are going to come here instead. Oh, honey, you mean they could have had Lionel, but they got us? Well, I wouldn't put it that way, but, oh, honey, oh, this is a downgrade, just like you being here is a downgrade. Can you stop it, please? This is an important, immense occasion, and we could do anything just as good as Lionel Richie.
And, honey, can you do it one night long, honey?
That is a good song. It's,
oh, I love it. I have no idea what he's saying in that song.
Honey, apparently it was made up.
Made up, that little bumba dee bed there, boda. Hey, rumba jumbo.
Yeah, honey, it's a whole lot of bumbo jumbo.
Oh, my days. That Lionel had us all convinced he was like speaking Swahili or something.
Now, if you excuse me, I'm going to introduce the event for everyone as everyone is coming through. Oh, honey, she is so uptight.
Honey, you're telling me, love. Whew.
Oh, honey, look, we got a program. What's going on?
Oh, good. Let's find out what we're going to do to rival Lionel Richie and Katy Perry.
Oh, Katy Perry's going to be here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's kind of popular in that sort of way. She could do, you know, cover up your fireworks and that sort of thing. Oh, well, that's fair enough.
Oh, honey, I think it goes downhill from there.
Oh, why?
Jude Regard is going to be telling everyone how to do spinning classes.
Oh my days, honey. We do not need him shouting about how we're all maggots and that sort of thing.
You maggots!
Oh, Jude, please!
Well, I'm just getting ready for my session. It's gonna be great with all these people getting their legs spinning around. We can't have any maggots on this, can we?
Well, you have fun, LaBar. You have fun. Boy, he's intense.
I was for him talking about spinning classes. He's a man, Kylie Minogue, and they could be spinning around all the days of their lives, honey.
I mean, that wouldn't be a bad idea. I mean, Kylie might, you know, mellow the man, you know. Well, what else have we got?
Anita Turner's doing a soliloquy.
Oh, my, that woman's about 100 years old.
Well, honey, it looks like the soliloquy's about 100 pages, honey. Looking at the timestamp between that event and the next.
Oh, my goodness. What is she going to be doing? Julie, I was like, who would be marrying that lady at that age? Like, who? Let someone want to get the laugh and so, you know, I mean, and the inheritance.
Then, honey, Mama is gonna be around her.
Oh, Mama, she's gonna be performing?
Yeah, and she's gonna be doing a lovely day with all the long notes as long as she can until she passes out.
Oh, how long is that gonna be?
Well, honey, they put a long time stamp on that, too.
Oh man, it's like a never-ending story around here.
Oh, then we got Raven the Flab with Miss Pepperpot Playhouse.
Oh, that's good. At least we get her to finally do her flag waving and put her to good use instead of using that church and then just hitting people to go flying in the air, honey, trying to get into heaven, honey child.
I know, honey. With that wings, they literally could nearly get to heaven, I'm telling you.
I know. I mean, I'm surprised we don't use it for pole vaulting or something in the Olympics. I mean, it's crazy.
Oh, and then we got Jane Payne.
Please, no. She's not talking about her book.
Of course I'm talking about my book. It's a perfect time for everyone to find out about Jane Payne. I've Gotta Be Me, the Jane Payne story.
Honey, I thought it was the Jane Payne story, I Gotta Be Me.
Oh, it is, oh, but I've done versions where I do it on the other side as well. I do so many versions because my book is so amazing with me on the cover.
Goodness me. Well, honey, you know, the one thing, I'm glad I'm not you. Because goodness me, that'll be a nightmare and a half.
You said it, but everyone wants to be me. You know, I'm close personal friends with the king.
Then, honey, why are you at the WeChat version of this whole thing?
Honey, that's a bit unfair.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying this is not, you know, not bad. I mean, that's about, I mean, your candidates want to organize it. And we've got flag waving, and we've got, you know, Mama holding the biggest note ever. And then we've got the spinning class. And then we've also got Anita Turner giving us, you know, her rendition of whatever. We're not exactly swimming in prime time.
Well, the king begged me to go to the coronation. But I said, Charles, if I was there, I think I can get your eye wandering away from that Camilla and the crown. And I couldn't have that. We couldn't have that to tear the nation apart. The greatest love story apart.
Well, honey, I'm not gonna lie, but I mean, he did it already once, so it may happen twice. I don't think it'll be that much of a surprise, but okay, if you Pan was in love with his life or something, like, you keep thinking that delusion, love. You keep thinking that.
Oh, indeed. We were clandestine lovers. It's in the book. It's in the book. Now you know it's true.
Honey, I'm surprised you've been sued for slander with the nonsense you got on there. Well, we'll see you soon when you keep lying to us on stage, love. So, Daisy, please tell me that's all we got.
Oh, honey, I know. We still got Jenny Seville and our poems.
Jenny Seville and the poems? Oh, no, not her!
Oh, yes, Nanny Prince.
You're the lady from the Atheist Church. You went going banging on about your poems.
Yes, my poems are a delight. Oh, and everyone is going to experience the amazing things that I can do with my poems.
Love, why? Have we not been through enough already? I mean, with the Queen passing away and, you know, and Charles, all that sort of, now we're going to be subjected to this. And especially if you think of the poor people, you know, they're expecting to see Lionel Richie singing and shaking around, and instead they've got you and your poems.
Oh, but my poems are so fantastic. And you know, if we, that silly little coronation thing, I mean, I could have gone, to be honest. They loved my poetry so much, but I was not going to stand for that in that religious jargon. And they were doing all that, and then I was like, nope. So instead, I came here with all secular stuff. All secular.
Honey, do you know, can I ask a question?
Of course.
You know you're all, you know, atheist secular, right? Do you not just think you're a bit dull?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, no, I'm low church, love. I ain't high church, like, you know, neither the cannabis or the liturgy, honey. I ain't high church. But point being, the church, you know, the transcendence of all, something bigger than itself, worshiping the Lord, things like that. You know, there's a lot of beautiful aspects in the ceremony, the coronation. And I'm just wondering, love, if you got to rewind and do what you do, we're just basically like, you know, like a 2-minute sign at the registry office and then we all go home.
Well, Nanny Prescott, let me tell you about one of my poems, which gets to the heart of this. Because I do get the heart of things. And it's called, Am I Alone? Am I alone in this world? Yes, no, give me a straight answer. Am I alone in this world? Yes, no, give me a straight answer. Am I alone in this world?
Honey, gonna be alone in this woman in a minute, honey, child, because you just get to the point, the heart of the matter.
Am I alone? 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 You see, there's great transcendence in the stuff that I'm with.
Honey, it's literally just you asking a question, saying yes or no, and that's it. I could have written that with my eyes closed.
Well, they don't pay you for your poems, they pay me.
And honey, that's money misspent.
Well, I'll prove you wrong tonight. See you soon.
Tonight is gonna go. This is gonna go all night long, isn't it? We only have the comfort of Lionel Richie.
Well, honey, we also got after that K Bank at the bank. Actually, I don't know if he's in the bank or been fired from the bank. He keeps getting in and out like a little kid to love. But her and Patty Bank fighting over who can say bank better.
Oh, I think Kay would win. I mean, didn't we have that problem already? They did it on the news.
Well, honey, they're doing it again and doing it for us.
Goodness me, we're scraping the barrel.
And then to finish off, honey, we've got TJ doing some breakdowns.
Well, that might be nice. I could sleep through the whole thing and then wake up when he starts, you know, with the pull, pull, pull. And he's like swinging his leg around and up and that cat's flying all over the place, isn't it? So, we really put the sore straw in, love, right?
Well, honey, I mean, we did have a chance to actually go to the actual coronation itself, but, honey, you were, like, against it, honey.
I know, because Charles, but I'm over submitting to the king, love. We'll submit to the king, you know. God save the king, literally, honey. I want him in glory. I want him and Camilla in glory. You know, we're paying the sins for the church. I want him in glory. But still, I was content just watching on the TV. Besides, I didn't know how ecumenical it was going to get. It's going to be ecumenical. I mean, it could have been worse, but, you know.
Well, honey, with that, let's enjoy this Coronation Street party as much as we can.
Yes, we're going to be doing it all night long, all night. All night, all night long, all night. All night.
Oh, Nanny.
Oh, yes, Candice. Oh, don't scare me out of.
With your singing voice, would you like to end the ceremony with All Night Long?
Oh, well, yeah, put me down at the end. I'll wake people up. You know, yeah, put me at the end, yeah.
Oh, honey, you're going to have a good closing of it.
Bounty soul gang, they won't boo you on down. But until then, I'll just fall asleep as they do their other routines.
You've been listening to What's Gone in Grass Valley, and I'm the Credit Show, Thomas Taylor. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining in for this special episode and to mark the occasion of the coronation of the new King, Charles III. I hope you enjoyed your coronation weekend for those who were celebrating. And don't forget, there's other episodes you can tune into, and there's books you can buy as well. You can see it all below in the description. But until next time, bye-bye for now.